Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here. Happy Friday, and welcome to episode 414 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Greg, highly tactical, actually, with emails. But before we get to Greg's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. So if you're a solopreneur working by yourself, or you have a team already and you're looking to expand, if you want to find the right recruit for your business, check out ZipRecruiter.com, because ZipRecruiter.com makes it super easy for you to just put a description of the kind of person you're looking for, and they send it out to over 100 different job sites for you. So you don't have to go to each and every individual one yourself. They do it for you, it sends it out, and they'll be able to find the top recruits for you through, again, ZipRecruiter.com, a super great service for you, especially if you're trying to expand and build a true team. So go to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat to check it out. It's totally free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. All right, here's today's question from Greg.
Hi, Pat. I was wondering, if I want to promote a range of affiliate products in various niches, do I need to have various lists as well? Or can I just use my current list and somehow still promote various affiliate products to them? Thank you.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much for this question. I appreciate it. Quick answer, actually, no. You don't need separate lists in order to promote various affiliate products. Would it help? Absolutely. Now, I'm working on some email segmentation right now. And for those of you who don't know, email segmentation is really important because every subscriber is going to have a different reason for subscribing on your list. Unless you're super targeted in what your niche is, even then, you're going to have different reasons why people are on your list, different wants, different needs, different likes, different dislikes, and so on and so forth. Now, there is a line in terms of how segmented you could get, because you want to make it easy for yourself too. And that's one of the big struggles I had when I was on Infusionsoft, was I was just trying to segment my list way too much, to a point where there were 20 different tags. And I was like, it got really confusing. And plus the software, I just was not feeling it anymore. And so I've recently converted over to ConvertKit. You can check it out, askpat.com/ConvertKit. AWeber can segment lists too. There's other software out there, but I like the way ConvertKit does it. And also, they have these really great instances for automation and setting triggers and all these sorts of things. And segmentation is very, very simple. And I'm really loving ConvertKit. And you can check it out, again, askpat.com/ConvertKit. But what I'm doing now is actually in the beginning of the email sequences that they get, there's going to be different lists for different kinds of people. So I'm breaking down my email list from the kinds of people who I've learned through a recent survey who follow my blog. And based on that, I can better serve them those emails. And because before I had just one giant list, one in email autoresponder series, and some of those emails would be relevant to some people and some of them would not. Now I'm breaking them down so that people can choose which bucket they go to, or maybe I have them choose for them by downloading a particular lead magnet on my site, which tells me something about them, for example, or fills in a certain question or clicks a certain link in one of the emails, for example. That's how you can start to segment your audience. For example, you set these rules. If person clicks this link, then you put them in this kind of funnel. And that's how ConvertKit works, and it makes it very easy. So, again, segmenting the list can be really helpful because then I know who these people are in this particular bucket. I know what kinds of emails to send them, and I know what kinds of affiliate products to offer them as well. For example, if I were smarter in the beginning and I instead had a list of people who were just starting out who didn't have a business yet, it'd be very easy for me to send emails to say, hey, here are your first steps. Here's are the products that you can use when you're just starting out. Here are the ones to help you get your hosting set up. Here's the ones to help you get your designs. Here are the ones to help you get your anything that a beginner would need, right? Those are things that people who are advanced don't need, but people who are advanced need something completely different. And then I can share the advanced products, the advanced software to those people, which would be way too advanced for the beginners. So do you need a list? No. Or do you need, yes, you need a list, but do you need different lists in order to succeed with affiliate marketing? No, I haven't had segmented lists up until now. But yes, it would absolutely help. And again, when you think about it from your audience's perspective, they're going to be better served. They're going to have information they need. They're going to get products put in front of their faces in their email inbox that makes sense for them. If you do your research, obviously, and put them there for them in those autoresponders. So do you need various lists? No. Should you have various lists? Yes. What tools can you use? Well, a lot of the email service providers out there can allow you to create these different lists and automation rules. I'm exploring ConvertKit right now, and I really enjoy it. So, Greg, wishing you all the best. And I would also recommend checking out a lot of the affiliate marketing tips that I have on my site as well. Actually, let me just verify this link for you. smartpassiveincome.com/affiliate-marketing. So if you go to smartpassiveincome.com/affiliate-marketing, that'll take you to my affiliate marketing strategies page, where I have links to all my best affiliate marketing resources there as well, including 3 types of affiliate marketing explained and the one I profit from, 8 principles for effective affiliate marketing on a blog, multiple strategies I use and where to put affiliate links, affiliate marketing the smart way, which is a presentation I did, Pat's top 30 tips for successful affiliate marketing, and then one particular article called An Insider Look, My Affiliate Links and Exactly Where They Convert. That's where I talk about how Bluehost has become such a big deal for me in terms of my affiliate income, where those links are located, where are they converting. And I will say the resource page is the number one converting page on the website in terms of all affiliate links. Go to smartpassiveincome.com/resources and you can check out what that page is. If you don't have a resource page on your site, you're definitely missing out. So go ahead and check that out. And all those resources, again, can be found at smartpassiveincome.com/resources. The affiliate marketing links can be found at smartpassiveincome.com/affiliate-marketing. Thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate you. And this is a great question. I think it's going to help a lot of people as well. And as a thank you, we're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt free of charge. You're going to hear from my assistant, Jessica, in the next couple of weeks to collect that information so we could send that to you. I also want to thank everybody else out there. If you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you. I also want to thank ziprecruiter.com for being an amazing software for helping all of us find the right recruits for our business. Again, they send out your one description that you need for the next hire to over 100. That's over 100 different websites out there that can find your potential client, your potential hiree. And they're going to find the best candidates for you and filter out and make sure that you find the person that's right for you. So check it out. It's free to use. ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have an amazing weekend. And here is a quote to end today from Larry Bussey. He said, "Affiliate marketing has made businesses millions and ordinary people millionaires. Affiliate marketing may be your next best career move." Cheers. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.